Kavovamir Aleph, the bottom. Alyidei kol ha'arayos mekanim, mekinoi on all of the arayos, meaning a woman's father, her brother, whatever, you mekana her, she shouldn't be alone with them, because you choshed that there's incest involved going around. Pshita, Mora says, why not? Ma'u the same, what's the havamina not? Nidma nishne pamim, since the Torah is in the parish of Sota, that until she goes through the process, she is tame to her husband and to the suspected boel. Echad lebal vechad leboel. Hechad dekom misasra behoznus avaho hoil vasura vekaima emalo kamash malon. I might think that it's only where she's going to become usher to the boel because of this nus. But if she was usher to him anyway, she couldn't live with her father anyway or her brother. So therefore the parsha doesn't apply, kamash malon, no, that the parsha applies even in a case where she's usher anyway. Rashi, mahu desema, nitmo shnei pamim. So Rashi before? No. Right? Shnei pamim, amurim beparsha, twice it says in the parsha of nitmo, v'darshinan le'le kamon, and later on the Gemara's going to learn from those two v'nitmos, echad lebal v'echad leboel. Hechad de mitzra, a boel, Baha stira mishtoikra de noheg ba din sota. Avoha de asura. So I might think that the whole parsha of sota only applies in the case where it's shayach that the tuva nitma should apply. But over here she's also anyway to her father or to her brother. So therefore it might not apply. Kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, dechi osa kra legufe osa. It doesn't come to tell me that that's the conditions of parsha. She just comes to tell me, this halacha, that if she was mutter to the boel before, she's usher to him now. Also, the hecha, the eino korovla, neser ala halyadei kinuizeh. The lavli mu'ute krovim osa. It doesn't come to tell me that if this doesn't apply, if you don't need the isser, then the parsha doesn't apply. That doesn't come to tell me that. Only comes to tell me the halacha, that if the boel would have been mutter without this, now he's usher. Okay. Chutz min akotin, right, and Misha Eino Ish. Cotton, Ish Omarachman the Velo Cotton. The Torah said, what's it called, Ish Omarachman the Veshochad Ish Oso. They're not a cotton. Cotton's not an Ish. Visha Eino Ish, Lamute Mai, and the Mishnah says, Visha Eino Ish, who's an Eino Ish? Ilem Lamute Shochuf, a person who's not, doesn't act like, doesn't function like a man. Meaning he's impotent. V'homer Shmuel shochuv mekanan al yado uposo betruma. Right? Shochuv. If he's impotent, it seems that it's shayich for him to what's it called to sometimes have a normal labia, but most of the time not. And when he can't, what's it called? When his aver doesn't become hard. So he doesn't have an erection. Then it's called Meshamenes Barayas. There in Echonami. That's not it's called a Bia at all. But this Shochuf is sometimes capable and sometimes not. So, but he's not a regular person. So I might think, what's it called? Samara says, V'homar Shmuel Shochuf Mekarne Oldo Posa Betruma. Right? The Bia of a Shochuf. Right? Even though it's not going to come to Zera, but Lamaisa, it's considered a Bia. So mekan al yado. So it says pshita mahu desema, right? So what was the havamina? V'shochad ishosa shichva zera omrachmana v'holav barhochihu, right? Even if he can have a maisa bia, it's not going to come to zria to shichva zera. Kamash malon, no, that is called a maisa bia, and if he's osur to her, he passes her from truma, and what's it called? And If you make kinui against such a person, the kinui is a kinui. Whereas there's a posel betruma pshita, right? Bia like that, posel betruma, of course, is a bia. Mao de seima, lo yichal zaro amarachmana, de isle zera lichalo, de lesle zera lo lichalo, kamash malon. And I think you need a bia that's bali de zriya, is what's it called, is mechalo by truma. Kamash malon, no, any bia, even if it's not bali de zriya. So therefore, Ish can't be Mayet a Shochuf, because a Shochuf, you do make Kinui. He is in the parasha. See Rashi. A Shochuf, Shebesorom Nishchaf, the Kola, the Yavesh, the Ein Bo Koach. Besar over here means is aver. Right? His sexual organ is, what's it called? Nishchaf. It's what's it called? It's worn out. And he therefore has no koach to make a real beal. The Torah's koanim, biklolo shaninu, de dugmaso. We have a similar thing, what shachefes is, what a shachuf is. Yesh lecha adam shehu chole, umutl b'mita, ava besoro shomer alav. Sometimes you have a person who's sick, but his flesh is still healthy. Talmud lomar es ha-shachefes, melamed shebesoro nishchaf. Talking where his mamish, where his flesh is wearing out. Mekan al yado kemo v'havinen ba mekanen al yado. One second, v'havinen ba mekan al yado pshita. Right, this gemara is similar to the style of other gemaras, right, where the gemara just repeated what's it called mekanen al yado means v'havinen, but we looked into it. What does it mean mekanen al yado? It's pshita. Uposo betruma pshita, imhu echod min hapsulim uhamechalin sa'isha. If he's one of the psulim, that if a woman has a relationship with him, she becomes posel to a kohen and to truma. Right? Kigon ovi kochavim eved cholol nesin mamzer. The kaimelon be kedushin of the yavamos. The psulim, the poslim ha'isha bebiyoson mi when we bas kohen ki tia le izor kivin sheniva le misha zoretz la pasla. We learn from pasuk ki tia le izor, right, lo shavish, doesn't go back to eat truma anymore. It's pasul for truma. So kol ha nivelis le pasul la is pasul to truma and also to a kohen. Lo yichal zaro midlok siv lo yachel darshin and shnei chilulim echad lo echad lezara. Right, we learn that she's pasul and her children are chalolim also. The isle zera mechalos. I might think only a bia that comes li day zera is what's it called mechalol, but a bia that can't come li day zera like the shachu, right? Not es haisha b'diyoso. The lesle zera lo yechalol. Kamash malo no Shmuel de posel shaminen le miha the amar mekanin al yedei shachu. So maisa, what's the can't say that eno ish komisha eno ish comes to tell me that a shachu. There's no kinui in stira by a shachuf. It's not true. Okay, let's go on. Ela lemuute ovikochavim. Eino ish means he's not a regular Jewish man. He's a goy. A goy is called eino ish. Ay v'homarav ha-menuna ovikochavim mekanen al yodo. It's not true. There is kinui if you tell her stay away from this goy. And she was nistra with him. It also becomes a sota. Uposo betruma. And he also, if he lives with her, he passes her from truma. Mekan ayodo pshita, right? Of course. What's the havamina? Mao the same nitma shtei pamim, like we had before. Since it says in the parsha that she becomes usher to the baal and the boel, I might think she was usher to the boel anyway. That the whole parsha doesn't apply. Echad the baal, echad the boel. Heichad the kam mitzra b'haznus avol ha hoil vasura v'kaima emalo kamash malon. So that's the chiddush that mekanin al yado, even though he's a goy and he's osur to her anyway, still there's kinui v'stira, and you don't learn from v'nitma that it's only in a case where she becomes osur to the boel does the parsha apply. Even in a case where she's osur to the boel already, it applies. Uposel betruma pshita, right? A goy pasul of her truma is also pashit. If she's nivol to a Jew who what's it called who's osur to her, surely a goy who's osur to her. Mao de Seima, Ubas Kohen Ki Sia Li Zorom Rahmana. Dvar Havoya, Im, Dalab Bar Havoya Lo, Ki Sia, Sia is Mashma Kedushin. Somebody it's possible for you to marry, but somebody where there's no Kedushin at all, right, maybe he doesn't passel her. It's only like a Mamzer Nasin Chayve Lavim, but Chayve Krisis or a Goy, there's no Havoya Bechlau, there's no Kedushin and Gittin by a Goy Bechlau. Well, kamash v'lon the pasul. I mean, over here, barhavaya means with somebody else, because avade chayvi krisis pasul sir. But that person is shayach to marry somebody else. He's in the parish of gittin and kedushin, just not with this person. But a goy is not in the parish of gittin and kedushin bechlal. He can't marry anybody Jewish. There's no such thing as gittin and kedushin, right? Kamash v'lon the pasul. Midr Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How do we know taka? Maybe not. Maybe only somebody who could effect a marriage with somebody, passels an isha from truma, because it says kishihi yele isar, right? Maybe somebody who can't affect a marriage bechlau not, because Rabbi Yochanan said mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan said name Shmuel. Menayin laoviko chovin ve'evet shabol akohenes the al halavi of albas Yisrael shepasluha. How do you know, Taka, that the bia of an oviko chovin and an evet passel a woman from kahuna and from truma? Shenamar ubas kohen kisiya almona ugrusha. Mishi yesh lo almanos ugrushin ba. Yotzu oviko chovin ve'evet she'en lo almanos ve'gerushin ba. Right, the Maisa, what's it called? We learn from a different pasuk. It says a bas kohen kisiya almona ugrusha. So if she doesn't have any children, she goes back to eat truma because of her father. Okay, but what's it called? That's only a person who can be an almona and a grusha. But if she lives with somebody who there's no almonas and grushas from, there's not shayach kedushin, so there's not shayach gerushin, then what's it called? She's pasuk. So an Eved and an Ovikochavim fit into that category, and if they would have lived with her, then she would never go back to her father for Truma. The Ella, okay, so let's see Rashi till here. Ubas koin kisieli izor, right? U mine nafkilon de psulin pasli leisha bibiosim. From here we learn that a psulin pasli leisha from truma with their bia, with the afke beloshin havoya nidrosh to isle havoya misha kedushin tovsin ba kigol mamzer nesin right v'cholol pasli. Only somebody where kedushin will be tovfes pasels her like chayvei lavin. Avol oviko chovin ve'evet hari hein kebehema the kivin the less lehu havoya. There's v'cholal no getting the kedushin by them lo nifsalu. Oviko chovin ein lo kedushin b'Israel d'chseid isha sheyinaf es eishes re'ehu. The Tanya b'Sanhedrin prat le'ishes achirim, le'ishes akum. Am les le'ish imo. There's no such thing as marriage by a, what's it called, by a goy. Im ha'mamzer k'siv, behu, eved, it sees what's it called. Im ha'chamor, right? Am ha'dom le'chamor. It's like a behemoth. There's no such thing as marriage by a eved. Misha yesh lo almanos v'gerushin bo. Somebody who, what's it called, who shayach almona and grusha, so if she was married to somebody like that and he died or divorced her, she can go back to eat truma from the, what's it called, from the father's house. Milechem avia tochel the lo pasla bebiyaso yotza ovikochavim ve'evet she'en lo almonas ve'gerushin ba. But if she was married to a guy where there is no marriage, so she couldn't become an almona and a grusha from somebody she never was married to, right? Then if he dies or divorces her or leaves her, whatever, so then there's no she doesn't go back to her father to truma. She's possible for truma. Shelo tafsu lo bakedushin ukshemes ein shom almanos aleha. She's not an almona because she never was married, really halachically. Uviyavamos parich emalakula. Maybe just the opposite. It's a kula. The Mishiyeshu Almanos of Girushin who dechi Isla Zera lo Seichel. Aokochavim ve'ever afilu Isla Zera minayim Teichel. Maybe the pasuk's coming the opposite. If a woman is married to a man who's Shayach Kedushin, then if she has children, so she doesn't go back to Yitruma. But if she's married to somebody where there is no marriage, even if she has children from him, she does go back to Yitruma. Maybe it's Lekula, not Lechumra. The Gemara answers over there why we learn it lechumra not lekula. Then ovikochavim is in the parish of Sota and pasul from truma, so that can't be the miut. Ain't no ish means a goy. It's not true. A goy is in the parish of Sota and he's also pasul from truma. So therefore, we're back to what we started with. Where what is the ain't no ish? The Elo Lemute Mai, so what does the Eino Ish come to exclude? Amra Papa Lemute Behema. The Ain's Nus Behema. Right? If the guy was Makana's wife, don't live with our dog. Right? Don't be along with the dog. He's afraid that she's, what's it called, over on bestiality. So, and then she was alone with the dog, so she doesn't become a Sota. Okay. Not exactly the wife that you know want to stay with, but in any case, but she's not a Sota. Omer le Rava mi parzika le Ravashi, minoha milsa dom rabon and ein znus behema. How do you talk that bias behema is not called znus? Not that it's mutter, it's just not called znus. It's not called a bia. Right? Having bia with an animal is not called bia. It's osir, but it's not bia. Dichsiv osovi esnon zolna mechir kelev. Torah asers esnon zolna, money you give to a zolna to live with her. That's osir to bring in the Beis Hamikdash, and mechir kelev, and money that you use to buy a dog. Okay, the price of a dog, right, and the esnan of a zona. The Tanya esnan kelev and mechir zona mutarim, but esnan kelev, the money that you use to pay for living with a dog, right? What's it called? That doesn't become osir. And mechir zona, if you sell a zona, no, you don't live with her, but you sell her, and you get money for selling her, that also is not osir. It's not mutter to do, just the money's not osir to the Beis HaMikdash. Shneemar, gam shneihem, shnaim velo arba, only two, esnan zona and mechir kelev, not esnan kelev and mechir zona also. The ela shichva zera lomali, so if that's the case, why do you need the case of shichva zera? Going back now on shachuf, if what's it called, if zera doesn't exclude somebody who can come lide zera, then what do you need it for? L'chivitanya, shichva zera prat l'dover acher. My dover acher, what's this dover acher? Amrav Sheish is prat l'shakina lo shalokidarka. If he made the kinoi on a bia shalokidarka, he said, I don't want you to be alone with this guy, and I don't want you to have bia shalokidarka with him. Okay? That's bia that can never come to zera, as to a child. Right? Amrle Rava Shalokidarka Mishka de Ishak, see that's not true. Shalokidarka has all the dinim of a regular bia legabe arayas. If a man lives with a woman shalokidarka, he's chayiv misa just as much if he lived with her kidarka. Elam Rava Pratla Shekina la Derech Evorim. He said, I don't want you hugging and kissing this guy. Derech Evorim. Not bia shalokidarka. But via kederech evarim, what's it called, chibuk, nishuk, or whatever. There is makana only for that. There is what's it called, that's not a kinoi. Omerle abaya pritzusa bialma. What's the havamina that should be? It's slam pritzus. That's not mamish living with somebody, right? Mar says a pritzusa mi aser rachmana. Torah didn't aser a woman because of pritzus. Right? Just slam pritzus. Elom rabaya prat l'shekina lo b'nishika. Nishik over here means where he didn't insert the aver completely, just partially. So Mar says, Hanich leman diomer ha'ora zu hachnosa satora. Ava nishika velo klum, he, right, the osi krala mu'ute nishika. If you hold that, nishika means putting in the top of the aver. But anything just touching the aver to that place, right, is not called nishika filu. That's nothing, right? That's not ha'ora. So you're not chayiv on that bia. So over here, it has to come to tell me that mice over here, the kinui does help. But the man deomer ha'orazu nishika, mi ikal ameimer. But if you hold that ha'ora is nishika, so then it's a regular bia by everything. Ha'ora is also regular bia. So what do you know? But why would it be excluded? Tosa says it's just the opposite. If it's what's it called, regular nishika is not he'ora, so over here you need a special pasuk to tell me still she becomes a sota. But if regular nishika is he'ora, what's it called? No, if regular nishika is not he'ora, so then it's not osir. But if it is, that's why you need a pasuk to tell me over here it is included. Samara says, la'olam shekin lo derech ivorim. It's talking like we said before, not nishika, because nishika depends whether it's a bia or not, but it's talking derech evarim. And if you hold nishika is heor is not nishika, then that's also called derech evarim. Derech evarim means it's tam preaches. I might think that still she becomes osir. Umau the same of bikpeda de baal tarachmana. Ubal, right, hokokapid. Kamash malon, no. I might think that the issue to the husband and the whole parish of sota is because the husband's makpid, because if he's not makana her, she doesn't become osir. So since Tolan his kateva, and he says, I'm makbid, I don't want you kissing and hugging this guy. Not only not having relations with him. So kamash mula not. There's even the opposite also. There's a famous maharik that a woman who, what's it called, thought that she was living with her husband, right, even a shogeg or whatever, becomes usher to her husband, because the isser is not only bein orim lamakom, it's a bein orim lechadero thing. And here, lemaisa, it's vikina. Let's go. It's a meila umoal bala. She's moil in her husband. What difference between shogi or not shogi? Lemaisa, she what's it called was moil in her husband. That she had a beer with somebody else. So here, the dinim of shogeg or whatever wouldn't apply. Onus, yes. So he says that since the whole isser depends on the kpeda of the husband, so the husband's locked it. So I might think over here also that she comes also because of the kpeda of the husband. So kamash malon, no, that much not. The ela misheino ish the masnisa the mute behema. The ain's nusla behema ain't a nasis zona of the ilas behema. She doesn't become usher as a zona to a kohen because she didn't have bia. She did an isser of living with a behema, but it's not called bia znus. The ain't a seris albaila. Esnon zona nusan kleb the esnona. He gave a money or a an animal as an esnon for the zona in place of the bia, right? He paid her for her services with a lamb. So you can't use that lamb as a korban. Mechir kelev, hichlif kelev bekleh. Or he paid for a dog by exchanging it for a lamb. You can't use that lamb for a korban. Esnon kelev is the opposite case. Esnon kelev, right? She'im adam omer lezona, helich tleh v'tibali lekelev. I'm giving you this lamb, go live with this dog. So that's esnon kelev. That's not awesome. Mechir zona, or hoysolo shifcha zona, the echlifa bekle. He sold his shifcha, who was a zona, to somebody and exchanged her for a lamb. That you could use for a korban. Umidikamrina, an esnon kelev mutter, mechlau de lav znusu. Since an esnon kelev, otherwise, that's also an esnon zona, if living with a kelev is considered znus. The is nus, have ye chayolo la shem esnon. So it doesn't come to exclude an impotent person. So why do you need the pasuk shichva zera? He warned her specifically, I don't want you to be alone with this guy, and I don't want you to live with him shalokaderech. So I might think that kind of kinui is not a kinui. Why not? Right, be a shalokaderech for all the halachas of isurim. Has a din of what's it called a bia? Hukshu shnei mishkavos lechol mishkavoseh lechol dvarim. The two places you could have bia with her, a kederach and shelo kederach, are equal. The kivan din eseres alav amei lo havi kinui. So why isn't it kinui? It's a bia that's mechayev or misa for any other misa, any other arayis. So why not this? Derech Evorim Pritzusa B'Almos. Where he's talking, where he's mekana her. He said, I don't want you to be alone with this guy, and I don't want you to kiss and hug him. So that's Derech Pritzusa B'Almos, right? Shochev Ima Bekiru Basar, sleeping together, or what's it called, in physical contact, but no bia. Pritzusa Mika Aser Rachmana. The Torah Aser Pritzus Stam to Aser a woman. Ishal Baila Bahachi, right? The Kivan Galo Mitzra Alei Bahachi Pshita Lo Kinuhi. Since she wouldn't become Aser to him for that, with that. Right? If there were Aden that said they were sleeping together, what's it called, and touching each other. Right? But no Bia, she wouldn't become usher to him. Be Neshika. Meshika Shemesh Bosomakom. He touches his Aver, that place. The Hainu de Osakra le Miuta. The Lotema Heorahi. Right? So if Neshika is what's it called, not really Heoras, I would say over here, you need a pasuk to tell me that she doesn't become usher with that. Right? But according to Mandi Omra, who says that He'ora, which is Osir by Chol Harayis, is simply Neshika, so how are you Mamayat it over here? Lechor, it's a regular Bia. Right? Ma'ika Lameimar. Hechi Motzis Lameimar, the Osir Krol in Mu'ute, right? Hello, Hello, bigmar bia he lechol he kigmar bia lechol dover chutz me shivcha harufa. It's the only exception of shivcha harufa where you need a full bia to have the parish of shivcha harufa. But over here, what's it called? It's a regular bia. So how could you be mayin it? Bigpeda de baltalia de si the kina, right? Ubal ha chazinan lay the kotin. It's totally in his kpeda, because if he's not mekana her, she won't become osir.
So I might think that it's totally in his kapeda completely. If he's makbid on preachers, she should become also with that too. And she go into the parasha. Sharikina lalkach. Kamash malon. No. It's not totally. It's only totally if the Baal's makana her for something that would ask her normally. But not completely totally just in what he is makbid on.